Let's start this segment off with a little giveaway. Give you some HTO. You can get a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors. You'll catch it at either Wichita location in East or West Wichita or in Derby. You can also get a free coffee, a free rain coffee now featuring. That'll be available for you in East Wichita or in Derby. Good luck to our first caller on the IHOP hotline to get that free tea and coffee from HTO. Chad will get us a winner, and we'll roll forward. Tim brought this up, and it made me recall, and I'm glad he did, because Jason Kelce apparently lost his Super Bowl ring in a vat of Skyline, a pool, I should say, of Skyline chili. The gift that just keeps on giving, right?
Yeah.
He still hasn't found it, apparently. He doesn't know where it is. It's probably gone. It was a charity event, right? He was doing something where the goal was to find the ring in a big pot of chili or a pool of chili, and they couldn't find it. I don't know how the insurance calls are going to go on that, but yeah, I wasn't kidding when I said it to Fitz, Tommy. Like, these guys remind me so much of me and my brothers. Like, when we get together, we act like idiots. We have a great time. We, you know, we embarrass our wives. We do all these things. I think that's the appeal. I think that's what it is. It feels like the rest of us, right?
I've got less of a problem with the antics of the Kelce brothers, and I've got more of a problem with Skyline Chili. Like, I can handle what the Kelce brothers are doing, but there's something about Skyline Chili that I can't get behind it. I'm just going to be critical of that more than the Kelce brothers.
I haven't had Skyline Chili, I don't think.
Well, neither have I, but I'm not a fan. I mean, I can just tell you by looking at it, I don't want to try it.
Really? It's fantastic.
One of the best styles of chili out there. Is this a restaurant or is it like a can?
You don't know about Skyline Chili?
No, I mean, I've heard of it. It's a place, right?
No, it's a dish. It's spaghetti noodles,
yeah,
with chili on top instead of like the tomato, like marinara pasta sauce.
Also
that's
known
Skyline
as
Chili.
Cincinnati style.
Yeah.
But it's also the name of like a famous restaurant.
I'm sure
right?
It is.
Yeah.
But now it's become like everywhere in Cincinnati. Like it's the Cincinnati
All right.
thing is Skyline Chili.
So I'm looking here. So explain this. So you take spaghetti noodles.
Correct.
And you put chili on top of spaghetti
right.
noodles
instead
and
it's
like cheese?
Yeah, instead of marinara sauce, it's chili on top of it with
well,
cheese
what would be
and
wrong
onions.
With that?
And it just, I'm sure it tastes fine. You know, because I like spaghetti and I like chili, but there's something that feels off about it to me. I feel like you're mixing two things that shouldn't be mixed.
I think if you put marinara, I think if you just took a regular bowl of spaghetti and dumped chili on top of it, it would probably be delicious.
That's
let alone
what it
without
is.
The marinara. No, I know, but you're saying without the marinara. I'm saying if you gave me a plate of spaghetti and a bowl of chili and I just put them together, I bet that would taste good. I'm a food mixer, though.
Yeah,
you're not. This
I'm
is
not,
why
yeah.
we've. We've had these debates before. This is why you don't. This is why you're a soup or a stew hater.
Right.
Is because you don't generally like the mixing
no.
of things. I'll mix anything together. Like, I want to know what it tastes like mixed together. If I've got a bit, like, if we go, we talked about Crestview earlier. If we go to one of their big, you know, fancy buffets, I put it all on one plate.
Ugh.
I don't care if it touches.
No.
I want a little of the salad dressing
nope.
to make its way Ugh. Over to the prime rib. Like,
Ugh.
I don't care. Maybe the potatoes au gratin mix in with. I don't know whatever else is on there.
Count
like
me
I
out.
Am a food mixer. Just get it all in there. Put it all. You never know if something's going to taste good like that unless you try it.
My
right?
toddler has one of those plates that has the little compartments. You know, like when you
yeah.
were in school,
no,
right?
I know.
I love
I know.
Those, and I'm jealous of him that he's got. Like I want some of those for me. My wife knows. Like when we have dinner, like if she's made
yeah,
dinner
because
or whatever.
Because you're a toddler.
She knows that I'm going to need a regular plate. I might need a bowl. I might need a small plate. I've got multiple different dishes on the table with like each thing. If I go to a buffet, like I've got to make sure they're not touching. Or if it's something that's like runny or liquidy gravy or whatever it is, dressing, it's got to be in a separate container, like a separate dish from everything else. I don't want it contaminating everything.
You mean to tell me that you don't, like, at a breakfast place, get over easy eggs and just get that egg yolk all over everything?
Just slather it up? So I'll do that. Okay, so if it's like a savory, like if it's a bunch of savory things, like for a breakfast buffet, I'll do that. Like I'll put like biscuits and gravy, and I'll put gravy on like my sausage and on like the eggs and like things like that. But okay. if I've got like fruit on there on the plate also, like I don't want the gravy to touch the fruit. Or here's another example for breakfast. if I've got pancakes or waffles, that syrup is going to go everywhere. I don't want that syrup on my eggs. So I'll have to do a separate.
Oh, what?
No, come on. Like, I'll do,
do
I'll do
you
a
like
separate,
eggs?
I love eggs. I love
do
everything.
Do you like syrup?
I do. I love everything individually. They're individual. So, like, I'll get a separate plate.
Please tell me.
For the biscuits
please
and
tell
gravy
me that you'll use
pancakes.
One fork for everything.
Typically, I might switch forks. It's just, it kind of depends. I might switch utensils.
You really are. You're really a grown toddler. So, like, when you go through a big buffet line, uh-huh. and let's say the line is long, right? Mm-hmm. It takes a minute to get through that. And you got all kinds of different stuff going. You know, like, there's, you know, over here you got some breakfast, and over here you got some lunch, and, like, whatever. It's all, but you don't, like, you got to wait, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes to get through that line. How do you do that if you don't just pile it all onto one? You only got so many hands.
Well, there's a couple of different options. Number one, I might be willing to wait if it's something I really want. Like, I might be willing to make 3 or 4 different trips and just wait in line and make everybody wait for me so I can have, you know, I might do the salad first, and then I might go get the breakfast stuff, and then I might go do the lunch stuff. Or if it's not that important to me, I'll just skip it. Not that big of a deal. I'll put everything on a plate that I want, that I feel okay with. Like, but I've been known to, like, turn things down in a buffet line that I like individually because I'm concerned it's going to touch everything else. And it would just ruin the entire meal for me.
Well, listen, I will tell you this. You probably fare much better at a formal dinner setting. I embarrass my wife thoroughly. When I just lick off one fork,
yeah, and I'm
dig
the toddler.
Into the next thing,
and I'm the grown toddler. Okay.
Well, I this is how my kids eat.
You're
describing how my kids eat. Not a grown man who's just like, well, let me just get this fork. I'll lick it off, and I'll go on to the next thing.
Use your
shirt
sleeve to wipe your mouth. I mean, come on.
Don't ask that question. You might not like the answer. You might not like the answer to that. That's why it's interesting that you know I do end up in some of these finer establishments now because it is not the way I grew up.
Because you're a caveman.
And, yeah, and it's not, this isn't something that, you know, my mom would also be embarrassed for me, but, like, I have 4 older brothers, you know, like, both parents are working. When it's time to saddle up to the, you know, to the food table, you better get in there and get after it, or you're going to get left behind, and so it's kind of hard to let that stuff go. Jad, are you a food mixer,
yes.
First and foremost? Thank you for not being a psychopath. Are you a one fork kind of guy?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, just lick it off and get after it. If you're a food mixer, of course, why wouldn't you be, right? Like, why would I don't need to waste water and have 2 dishes be cleaned when I've got a perfectly good fork right here in my hand. I'll just, you know.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get after it with that.
The way I see it.
One proposition for Tommy real quick.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Chicken and waffles.
I do like chicken and waffles. I'm a chicken and waffles fan.
Okay.
I'll do that.
But how do you think somebody discovered chicken and waffles?
Probably.
Their waffles and their fried chicken and their syrup all touched
each other. Probably because the syrup touched the chicken and they thought it was pretty good. I understand that.
You're missing out on so many things.
I feel like everything.
Mixing together.
I feel like everything.
Do you like the.
Everything that could be discovered has already been discovered. No, I don't like the KFC famous bowl.
Oh, where they put the chicken on the mashed potatoes and the corn.
No, I'm not a fan of that.
That's the best.
The way that I see it, too, is that if I'm like at a restaurant, you know, if I use a second fork, it's not really my problem. I don't have to do the dishes. But if I'm at home, you know, like we've got plastic utensils sometimes that I'm like, okay, well, look, if I don't want to dirty another dish, if I got to go get a second fork, you know, that's okay, but I'd rather them be plastic so we can just, like, toss them when it's all done.
Man, I never thought I'd be the one with the, you know, save the planet lecture going here. But come on now, just use the same fork. We don't need extra forks in the landfill.
I can't do it.
I can't. It took a long time for my wife to guilt me or lecture me into taking the napkin and putting it on my lap first thing.
Did you tuck it in your Like tucking
no,
your shirt?
I left it on the table. I left it on the table.
Okay.
And then would just grab it and, you know, dab away whenever I maybe got a little mustard on the side of my mouth. Just grab that napkin and get after it.
Right.
But, you know, I now I put it on my lap. First thing when you sit down at the table, I'm not incapable of these things. I just, you know,
mix
it all together.
My younger brother, and so you've got older brothers. I have a younger brother, but there was one area that, like, he would torture me because he didn't care about food mixing. Like, he was totally fine with it. He would do things just to gross me out, you know. And like,
of course,
he would take a banana and you know, squeeze a bunch of ketchup on it and just eat it in front of me. And I learned later in life, we were both adults, and he was like, yeah, it was disgusting, but I did it because it got a rise out of you and you thought it was awful. And he goes, I didn't like it either, but I did it just to torment you. I'm like, great, thank you. I appreciate that.
Think about all these, like, peanut butter and jelly, Tommy, doesn't exist without the pioneering nature
of my fellow food mixers. I can like make a sandwich and have things mixed in a sandwich.
You just said bananas and ketchup. Not that I think that would be good, but the original peanut butter and jelly, you know, hey guys, you know what might be good? A little salty, a little sweet. Let's throw that in a sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly. I'm sure there were Tommy Casters at the time thumbing their nose at the pioneers of the early peanut butter and jelly sandwich. The early peanut butter and honey sandwich.
I don't blame them. I would have done the same thing.
The fact that ketchup and mustard mixed together on a hamburger or a hot dog is incredible. The fact that they might put a little cheese on chili. Why not? The chili cheese dog. Come on now.
You know, Mike on our video stream says that food mixes in the belly, so it's no big deal. Yes, but it has to pass through your taste buds first. And that's what's important to me. You know, I want to make sure that, like, I've got, you know, the right combination on those taste buds before it actually mixes in my belly.
If we have some kind of like nuclear fallout, you're never going
to
survive.
No, I'll be the first to go. I wholeheartedly admit I'll be the first to go.
It might be better to be the first to go. Let's go to Charlie on the line, 869-1240, wants to chime in. Charlie, welcome into Sports Daily. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Hey, Tommy, there is a adult-sized plate. Excuse me. Adult-sized plate. You can get it. It's either plastic or it comes in cardboard type. You know, wooden or paper plates, so I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it does have the separate container or compartments that you can put your food in.
I love it. I love it. I would do it. In fact, if this is something like, I'm going to give this idea out free of charge to the world. Somebody, and I don't know if this exists or not, somebody ought to, like, there ought to be like a fine, like, China manufacturer that makes really nice dinnerware that has those compartments, like a formal dinner, really beautiful, like you put in a china cabinet, you know, you only bring it out when it's a really special occasion, but it's got those compartments. That's what we're missing in this world, because people like me, Charlie, we're discriminated against. Like, you can give me a plastic plate or a paper plate that's got the compartments while everybody else is eating on the fine china, and then I just feel inferior. If you had like an actual fine china version of that, that would make billions of dollars, I guarantee you.
Well, either that, or you can just be a big boy and pull up your big boy pants and go.
There it is. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Charlie. Get this guy off the line.
I was just about to get on to you, Charlie, for enabling. But that was a nice, well-delivered moment there. Get the big boy. That's right. Get the big boy pants on and mix the food up a little
bit. Chad, can we ban Charlie from the show?
No.
Let's get Charlie a regular spot for when we have these discussions. Can't let my food touch. This all started with Skyline Chili. Now I want to try Skyline Chili.
You
might got a good recipe.
It's fantastic.
Send it to us.
I'll pass.
I am 100% confident that I'll like it, because who doesn't like spaghetti noodles and who doesn't like chili? And putting chili on spaghetti noodles sounds delightful.
And I feel like I need to clarify, I'm not a picky eater. I mean, look at me. Like, I like food. I like a lot. I'll try almost anything. If I like it, I don't want the flavors to mix with something else.
It'll just take you nine hours to get through
That's
a
okay.
buffet line.
It's fine with me.
Because you need 36 plates.
It's all you can eat.
And 19 forks.
It's all you can eat. Do they kick you out if you stay too long? I don't think they do.
you don't take pride in like a one plate buffet line, like you only get one plate.
Why?
And
like,
just
why?
Open that thing up like a ice cream sundae full of all kinds of goodness.
You can go back maybe as many times as you want.
Like, no, I'm saying a one plate. Maybe you've got a little salmon in there. Ugh. And you just, where am I going to put this cantaloupe? Well, I'll just stick it right there on top of the salmon. Chocolate chip cookie, just kind of tuck it, wedge it down in the bottom. You get it all in there at the same time. Sounds delicious. Welcome into Sports Daily, everybody. 869-1240. That's the IHOP hotline. You can weigh in on this conversation if you'd like. We'll come back and continue, among other things, next.